Welcome back to my real estate podcast with David Liberatore. I'm your host, and today we're diving into something that I think a lot of people wonder about when they're looking at homes online. You know, you go on Zillow, you see that Zestimate number, and you're like, okay, is this actually what my house is worth? So we've got David Liberatore here, a local realtor in Sarasota, Florida, and he's going to give us the real breakdown on how accurate these Zestimates actually are. David, thanks for being here.
Hey, thanks for having me. I'm glad we're talking about this because honestly, it's one of the most common questions I get from clients. They'll call me up and say, well, Zillow says my house is worth this much, and I have to give them the honest answer about what that number really means.
Right, so let's just cut to the chase here. How accurate are these Zestimates in Sarasota specifically?
So here's the thing. Zestimates can be wildly off. Or they can be pretty close. It really depends on the specific property and the market conditions. In Sarasota, we have a really unique market because we've got everything from waterfront luxury homes to inland residential properties, and the algorithm doesn't always account for those nuances. I've seen Zestimates that are off by hundreds of thousands of dollars, and I've seen some that are surprisingly accurate. The median error rate is somewhere around 5 to 10%, but that's just an average. Individual properties can be way off from that.
Wow. So hundreds of thousands. That's actually pretty significant when we're talking about real estate. What do you think is causing those big swings?
Great question. So Zillow's algorithm is based on public records, recent sales data, and property characteristics. But here's what it misses. It can't really understand the emotional value of a property. Like if a house has been recently renovated with high-end finishes, or if it has a view that's just incredible, the algorithm doesn't always capture that. And in Sarasota, a lot of our value comes from waterfront access, views, and those kinds of intangible features. Plus, the algorithm relies on comparable sales data. And in a market like ours, where properties can vary so much, finding true comparables is tough.
Oh, I see what you're saying. So it's like the algorithm is doing math, but real estate isn't just math, right?
Exactly. Real estate is so much more than just square footage and number of bedrooms. It's about location, condition, upgrades, market timing, and honestly, what a buyer is willing to pay at that moment. A Zestimate is a starting point, but it shouldn't be the only thing you rely on when you're making a decision about your home's value.
So if someone's looking at their Zestimate right now and they're curious about whether it's accurate, what should they actually do?
The best thing you can do is get a professional appraisal or talk to a local realtor who knows the market. We can look at recent comparable sales in your neighborhood, understand the current market conditions, and give you a much more accurate picture of what your home is actually worth. And honestly, that's a free conversation. Most realtors will give you a market analysis without any obligation.
That's really practical advice. So bottom line, Zestimate is useful for a ballpark idea, but don't take it as gospel.
Use it as a tool, not as the truth. It's one data point in a much bigger picture. In Sarasota especially, where our market is so diverse and dynamic, you really need someone who understands the local nuances.
Love that. Well, this was really helpful, David. I think a lot of people are going to feel way more confident about understanding what that Zestimate actually means. Thanks so much for breaking this down for us.
Thanks for having me. I appreciate the opportunity to help people understand this better